Welcome to SEN's coverage of the Olympic Games 2020. For Mate Communications, award-winning Aussie service and a bonus Tidal music subscription included on selected mobile plans. And Xero, invoicing but instantly, receipts but organised, cash flow but clearer. Try Xero free for 30 days. Search Xero, X-E-R-O.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I'm Matt White. Welcome to Tokyo 2020 Live right here on SEN. Day five of competition today. A massive program because the rowing is back in business after being delayed from that bad weather yesterday. So we'll have six finals decided today at the Sea Forest Waterway. Four of those will feature Australian crews. So we'll be looking at the women's four. That is coming up at 10 to 11. They are considered odds-on favourites for that gold medal. The men's four, of course, that'll be at 10 past 11. The men's quad sculls and the women's quad sculls from 11:30 up until about 12 o'clock, which then coincides with our swimming. I'll get to that in just a second. At 12:30 today at the Fuji International Speedway, the women's individual time trial for road cycling is underway. Sarah Giganti from Victoria on debut. Grace Brown from Victoria also on debut. The Aussies out on the road this morning. Later this afternoon, Richie Porte, third in the Tour de France last year at his second Olympic Games at 36 years of age, will be representing Australia in the men's individual time trial alongside Rowan Dennis, the 31-year-old from Adelaide, who was fifth in this event in Rio 2016. A couple of key matchups in boxing today. The women's middleweight preliminaries continue with Caitlin Parker and Athena Bailon from Panama. So Caitlin from Australia, that's at about 10 to 1. But put this on your radar for later on this evening at 6 o'clock. Skye Nicholson in the women's featherweight quarterfinals, looking to go in towards the medal rounds against Karis Artingstall from Great Britain. Nicholson is an amazing story. We'll keep you across that throughout the day. The women's canoe heats get underway. The first run at the canoe slalom course this afternoon. Jess Fox, back in action after a bronze medal in the K1 yesterday. So there's plenty of that. And swimming. Day four of the swimming finals today. It is the showdown again, round two, between Ariane Titmus, gold in the 400, against Katie Ledecky. This time they go head-to-head in the 200 metres freestyle final. We'll have a pretty busy program today, so let's see if we can add to the medal tally. You can be part of our discussion, Olympics or footy, whatever you want to talk to us about today. We are open for business on the Temper text machine, 0457 736 736. You can be part of that at any time. Let's take a look at the Olympic medal tally table thanks to Rebel. Sporting dreams start at Rebel. Rebelsport.com is the place to go. So Japan lead the way. They've got 10 gold medals, 18 medals overall. United States of America are second, 25 medals overall, 9 of those gold. China is third on the list, 21 medals overall, 9 of those gold. And then we've got the Russian Olympic Committee with 18 in total and 7 gold. Australia currently in 7th position. So we've got 3 gold, 1 silver and 5 bronze. The gold to the women's 4x100 freestyle relay team. Ariane Titmus, of course, in the 400. And yesterday's amazing story of Kayleigh McEwen in the 100 back. Jack McLaughlin has our one and only so far silver medal. Jess Fox added to the bronze medal tally yesterday with the K1. So did Owen Wright in the surfing. Wasn't that awesome? And then 3 other bronze from the pool, the 4x1 men's. Brendan Smith as well and Emma McKeon. So let's focus on swimming first up with the missile Olympic silver medalist from London. Morning to you, James Magnusson.
Morning, Matty. What a time to be alive. Australia in the pool again. Another strong chance at a gold medal.
We need to start with your saying of the day because you rolled it out yesterday and I love the way you're thinking.
A gold a day keeps the haters away.
I love it. Well, it's worked well so far, hasn't it? We've had a gold a day and the women have been stepping up. The 4x1 started it. Ariane then really got it moving and Kayleigh yesterday. It's a golden time, and excuse the pun, but it really is for Australian swimming.
And the amazing thing is, as you look throughout the rest of the program, we do genuinely have one gold medal chance per day. We'll see Ariane in the 200. We'll see her again in the 800. We've got Kyle Chalmers up tomorrow in the men's 100 freestyle. Kayleigh McEwen still to come with her 200 backstroke. So we are really flushed with stars this Olympics. The other medal chance this morning is the 4x200 freestyle relay. That's the men's. I believe they're in with a shot at a bronze medal. And of course, yeah, so we've got, yeah, Australia, chance of bronze. Can they win it? I don't think so. Will Kyle Chalmers swim that? We'll wait to see what the team is announced as. But a bit of a balancing act there for Team Australia, because Kyle Chalmers has the semi-final of the 100 freestyle today, which is the big one for him, a genuine gold medal chance. So we don't want him to waste too much energy on that 4x2. So real balancing act for Team Australia here for this morning's finals.
All right. Well, let's focus on the 100 metres freestyle, your pet event, of course. So Kyle Chalmers will be in semi-final two. This is going to be a head-to-head between him and Caleb Dressel. Dressel will be in the first semi-final of the day. The swimming program gets underway at 11:30. So we're going to be pretty busy here today, mate, between swimming and rowing, because there could be medals galore. So Kyle last night did a 47.77. Let's have a listen to Kyle in the heat, see how he went. I want your thoughts on this.
Away we go. So Kyle Chalmers, lane four. Minnikov of the Russian Olympic Committee alongside him in five, and Maxime Broussais of France. Bit of speed on there. Kyle
Chalmers looks fantastic.
He got away smartly. We know he doesn't always dominate early on in his racing. In lane one, Spudjuddy of Brazil has started very well, but Kyle's in an excellent position for him. Tucked in fourth spot at the moment. Got a great turn. This is where the back end speed typically kicks in.
And speaking of kicking in, look at the kick that is behind Kyle Chalmers. He will follow through and he will continue to progress down this last 15 metres now that we have to go in this 100 metres freestyle.
Barna from Serbia was in the lead for a while, but Chalmers has come through now. Lane 8, Kissel as well, the Canadian, in the top three. Chalmers first, Minnikov second, and Kissel third.
So there you go, 47.77. We know he can go faster than that. Dressel did a 47.73. It's level pegging.
Yeah, this is building perfectly. So we saw both men swim in the 4x100 freestyle relay on the first day of competition. Chalmers 46.4 with a flying start. Dressel 47.2. I give that a points decision to Chalmers. And then again, last night we saw Dressel just do enough to beat Kyle in those heats. He was the last of the seeded heats. So they're just playing cat and mouse at the moment. It's building perfectly. I love the fact that this morning they'll be in separate semis. So we won't see them go directly head to head until the final tomorrow morning. It's got all the makings of an epic, this one. I think Chalmers looks the better thus far. He really finished strong. He didn't go out too fast in that heat last night. Dressel similarly didn't go out too fast, but didn't it look like he had that extra gear that last 15 metres? So this one is just building exactly as you would like it.
Here's King Kyle, the 22-year-old now, the reigning Olympic champion in the 100 metres freestyle after his heat last night on
Very
seven.
Impressive heat swim from Kyle Chalmers. Kyle, your form in the relay looked fantastic, and that looked really smooth and comfortable. How'd you find it?
It's good. It's a good confidence booster. 7 months ago, I had shoulder surgery, so still kind of coming back and trying to get under those 48-second marks. So to do that in the heat's really nice.
I wanted to talk about your mindset here. We were looking at highlights from Rio, and you really do look like a kid. How different is it to come back here as the defending champ?
It's not all that different, to be honest. I think I feel really relaxed today. I knew my job was to get through to the semi-finals. I've ticked that box. Get a good sleep tonight. It's good that it's early in the program tonight. Yeah. Tomorrow morning's going to be a big one with the 4x2 at the end of the program. But yeah, just getting through those rounds and excited to be back on the biggest stage.
Very interesting interview with Kyle Chalmers there. I tend to think he's foxing a little bit, saying, oh, I'm just happy to be going under 48 seconds. That is a walk in the park for Kyle. He'll be aiming to go under 47 seconds here. If not this morning, definitely tomorrow morning for the final. I think that's what it's going to take, a sub 47 seconds to win the Olympic gold. So don't take too much from Kyle's interview there. He is at full health. He is at full speed, full throttle. I expect him to be super fast this morning and again tomorrow morning.
That interview thanks to Toro. Toro's all-new battery-powered ES3000 ride on mower, maximum performance, zero engine exhaust emissions. How much, Maggie, when you're doing the 100 sprint, how do you manage across the heat, the semi-final, and then the final to hold back or push forward?
So for the most part, you're swimming full speed the whole race, right? So for the most part in the heat, if you're swimming full speed and you're ahead, with about 5 to 10 metres to go, you just switch off the engine a little bit and glide into the wall. You still finish pretty quickly because you're at such a high velocity when you do reduce that speed. Same thing in the semi-final. You go full speed through to about 90 metres. And then again, if you've got a commanding lead, you just pull off the pedal a little bit. Dressel did it the hard way in the heats. He went out a little bit slower than he's used to and had to try and work into that last 10, 15 metres. Tonight, expect Dressel to be out a lot faster and again cruise into the wall. Given the times they did in the heats, I don't think either Kyle or Dressel will be able to take it too easy tonight in the semis because they'll want a middle lane. And you really can't afford to take it too easy given the standard of competition here at this Olympics.
The men's 200 metres breaststroke will go into the semi-final stage again tonight. Here's the heats last night and a great performance by our fastest qualifier. This guy's a star, Australia's Zach Stubbeldy-Cook.
Zach's in third spot now and bringing it home.
He's made a really good move here. That was so crucial for him to move up. He looks really strong and he's come home really strong, which means that his first 100 was pretty easy and he's got a lot of energy in the bank.
Racing for a spot in the semi-final. Zach Stubbeldy-Cook, number one ranked swimmer this year, gave Kuminga a huge start. Can he find the wall first? Bit of a confidence booster. Kuminga just in front. They lunge. Dead heat again.
Well, very impressive swim from Zach Stubbeldy-Cook. But, Zach, I've got to say, you had us a little bit stressed at the start there. What was going through your head in the first 100 and how pleased are you the way you picked it up in the second 100?
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with the second 100. The first 100 was probably a little touch and go from where I actually wanted to be. I think it was great to have Arno there because I knew he had the speed after coming second in that 100. So it was great to be dragged out with him and use my strength on the way home.
Yep. Here's Matty. You swim your 200 that way. I guess it's a learning experience, isn't it, in the heat? And the fact that you're able to bring it home so well must give you a lot of confidence.
Yeah, it was a process swim and trying to execute, and that's round one done and on to the next one, hey?
So there you go. Matt Wilson also there. So Matthew Wilson made the team essentially on compassionate grounds because he missed out at the Olympic trials by 0.2 of a second. It was the second time that had happened to him. What wasn't known throughout the trials was that his grandmother had passed away, and he kind of kept that quiet from swimming officials and just wasn't up for the performance in Adelaide. His announcement into the team was met with great emotion as well, because a lot of people wanted to see Matthew Wilson in there. So to see him make it through to the semi-finals tonight, he did a 209.29. He's about 2 seconds at least off the pace, so highly unlikely to make the final, but so great that he gets that Olympic experience.
The crazy thing about Matt Wilson is if he swims to his best, he can medal. Not only can he medal, he can win this event. I think he's had a little bit of a crisis of confidence after that trials. That really rocked him. He's one of those swimmers that puts a lot of pressure on himself. Regardless of what's going on externally, he puts a lot of intrinsic pressure on himself. I'd love Matt just to free himself up tonight, see this as a free hit. He's in the final, the semi-final at the Olympic Games. Just get out there after it and see what happens. Zach Stubbeldy-Cook, quite the opposite. Very cool, calm, collected character. So much so that if you watch this 100 metres breaststroke, I almost guarantee that he'll go around a body length behind the leader at the 100 metre mark. That's how relaxed and calm he is and how much he backs his last 50 metres. He's very slow off the blocks. He's not a very explosive athlete. And he pretty much walks the first 150 metres and then breaks into a gallop that last 50. So very interesting way to race it. We'll keep Australia on the edge of their seats because he is probably, for mine, the favourite in this race. But the way he races it makes it very interesting.
So Zach Stubbeldy-Cook will be in semi-final number 2 of the 200 breaststroke for men. Semi-final 1 will feature Matthew Wilson, who has been the equal world record holder in that event. So he's certainly got the pace, like you say there. Let's hope he takes it for what it is tonight. Wouldn't it be great to see him have... I love your terminology of a free hit, because it just sets the image of a swimmer who can go out and attack. Brianna Throssell will be in the semi-finals this evening of the 200 metres butterfly in lane 2, a 209.34 for her. And of course, like you say, lane 5 for Australia in the 4x2 freestyle final tonight. The other finals this evening, so we'll have the 1500 metres freestyle final for women, Maddie Goff in lane 1, Kia Melverton in lane 8, No Australians in the men's 200 fly or the 200 IM for women. But the head-to-head, mate, the big one today is Ariane Titmus and Katie Ledecky. So it's back on. And we know the scoreline at the moment. Arnie 1, Katie 0 after the 400. So 154.82 for Titmus, a 155.34 for Ledecky, and Maddie Wilson will be there. So we'll have two Aussies in the field, one in lane 4 and one in lane 8. How does this one play out?
This is a really interesting one. So we haven't seen Ledecky get beaten like that in Olympic Games before. The big question for mine is, how does Ledecky react to that loss? Does it fuel her? Does it make her angry? Does it make her swim faster? Or does it rattle her confidence and put her off her race? I tend to think the latter of the two based on her reaction after the race. I think she'll be feeling a bit rattled. She also has the 1500 freestyle tonight, which she is the hot favourite for. It's a huge program for Ledecky, and you've got to wonder, will she empty the tanks in this 200 if Ariane is out in front and dominating the race? Or will she save a little bit for the 1500? I'm backing Ariane to the hills in this 200 freestyle. I reckon this is our gold for the night.
Gold, gold, gold keeps it. Gold today keeps the haters away. And Maggie's tipping one to come our way at about 20 to 12. So 11:41 is the scheduled time for the women's 200 metres freestyle final. If you're busy today, set yourself a reminder. Come back and join us then. But after this, we'll be heading out to the rowing because we're not too far away from the first of the finals featuring Australians at the rowing. And we are a super chance here in the women's four. This is Tokyo 2020 live on SEN. Thanks to Mate, Australia's most satisfied internet customers, and Xero online accounting to help you do business better.